young boy on the Oklahoma plains. I tried to keep my shoes shine, tried to keep a clean name. Way over town lived a boy named Eugene Pratt, and we weren't allowed to talk to him, say hi, and none of that, no, no, we were. I went off to school, Eugene sat right in front of my desk. All the kids, they made fun of him, 'cause Gene was such a mess, Lordy. But oh, he worked hard, and he took home a mess of good grades. Yes, and when it came time for him to go to big school, Eugene went far away. 'Cause that's the way it was, and that's the way it is, and that's the way it was, and that's the way it is. I went off to college, got myself a job in the campus store. In the meantime, Gene spent his time writing about the world and war. I didn't understand all the things he was talking about. So my friends and me from that old fraternity, we just got drunk and blocked it all out. Yes, we did, Lord. And then we graduated, lost our deferments, our excuse. And the man said, come here, boys, gonna put your education to a good use. Went down to the draft board, and there was Eugene looking alive and well. Yeah, but when it came time for him to put his name on the line, he told him all to go to hell. Yes, he did, Lord, Lord. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Eugene was by far the smartest, the most concerned with humanity. But it was him they took far away and stuck in a penitentiary, Lordy. I can't help but wonder if we'd all stand up like him, then there'd be no one to carry those damn guns for something nobody believes in. But that ain't the way it was, no. That ain't the way it was.